Ivory Coast Parliament has passed new laws to ease access to citizenship for foreigners and improve state regulation of land ownership. The two issues were at the heart of a decade of political crisis and violence in the West African nation. Dudu Dien is a UN expert on the human rights situation in the Ivory Coast, and he told myself, Susie Hodges, why the adoption of these two laws is such a major step towards national reconciliation.
The adoption of these two laws are absolutely important and a turning point, because these two issues, the issue of nationality, citizenship, and the issue of land tenure, are at the heart of the Ivorian crisis since more than 10 years, because the issue of nationality, as you know, has been politicized and has created a very big problem between political circles. And the issue of land has divided the communities very profoundly. And the two issues have been politically instrumentalized by the Cote d'Ivoire political parties. So the adoption of these two laws is a turning point, because the law on citizenship put Cote d'Ivoire in line with international law and human rights. And secondly, the issue of land tenure now regularized a chaotic situation in the way the land was handled in the last 10 years. So I think the adoption of the two laws constitute a very important step in the process of building a democracy based on rule of law, and also in the process of national reconciliation.